Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, First Church. I got the mic on, guys. Okay, good. It is great to have you all here this morning. You are a brave lot. I've heard some stories about some pretty slippery roads out there, so thank you for making the effort to be here today. I know that being together is the best way to celebrate God's love for us on this Sunday morning. My name is Loretta Jobe. I'm a retired deacon who serves here. This is a congregation, as you all know, that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in a variety of ways, some of which you'll find on the connection card that was inside your bulletin you were handed as you walked in. Take a moment to fill that out, please. If there's something of interest on there, please mark it, and someone will get in touch with you. We just got a comment back that somebody marked something on the connection card, and they thought, oh, I'll never hear from anybody, and they got a call the next day. So don't underestimate the power of a check mark. Someone will get in touch with you. There are also prayer cards in the pew back racks. This is a congregation that prays. Please, if you are in need or someone you know is in need of prayer, feel free to fill out one of those cards and turn it in, and those prayers will indeed be said on their behalf. Today in worship, Pastor Lindsay is going to be bringing us our first message on gratitude as we start a new sermon series. Suzanne Everett is here as well, and I know there's somebody else. Is it Tom? Hi, Tom. It's Tom. They don't sit in front. I forget they're back there. I have actually four announcements today for you. The first is there will be a sock collection for Community Connect. Community Connect is a service that goes on here once a year. All the service agencies, helping agencies, people who are looking for help can come and contact them and see what's being offered and how they can get their needs met. So we collect socks. They give out socks. We've set a goal of 1,400 socks. You can see on the announcement. I know that seems like a lot, guys, but I know we can do it. Buy in sizes according to your last name and bring those in. There'll be a collection point for those starting next week. Saving Grace Personal Finance Study begins this Tuesday, January 9th. There is still room in that class. If you have not signed up, please do so that they can be prepared with the books and things that they need there. It's a great way to start out the new year, getting your finances in a controlled way that works for you. Wait, is this racist study also begins this week. It's on Wednesday, January 10th at 6 p.m. It is a book that we've previewed here, and it will be led by Kara Schuhl and company, and I invite you to be a part of that. It is an interesting and important agenda item. There will be a visual presentation of the history of race relations in Livingston County. You may remember we had a book out that was able to be borrowed, a soft cover book that people read and returned about Leo Haflin's presentation on race relations in Livingston County. He will be here via Zoom, and we will look forward to being a part of that. January 18th. Do I want the winter to be over or what? At 6 p.m. I know, I'm skipping all the camping season. What am I thinking? All right, those are the announcements for this morning. Again, welcome to you and to our online folks. I know there's probably a few more on there who didn't make it out this morning. We appreciate you tuning in and being a part of our service in any way that you can. Let's all stand and sing our first hymn.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God, bless the songs we sing, the words we say, and the sacraments we share in worship today. We long to feel your presence in our daily lives, especially in those moments when we forget that we belong with you. In gratitude of your unconditional love to us, help us to give love unconditionally. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I'd like to thank Pastor Lindsay for this nice short scripture. Pastor John has a way of going on and on, so thank you. Psalm 118, 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Tom. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, church, it is good to be with you. I'm Pastor Lindsay. I'm one of the pastors that serves with the congregation, and it is a joy to be with you. If you are visiting for the first time, we warmly welcome you to the congregation. So glad you're here and glad that you made it in safely. Later, we are going to be celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion and breaking bread and sharing in that beautiful holy mystery, and it is something that I give God thanks and praise for. And today, we're starting, speaking of gratitude, we are starting a new sermon series. It's called Gratitude 365. So certainly it is a blessing to be with you this morning. Won't you join me in a spirit of prayer? Oh, loving God, this morning as we gather for worship, we come with thankfulness in our hearts. We first glance, God, we might not always notice the tremendous blessings that you have given us in life. And we might not always be so quick to recall all of the blessings you've given us, but when we're given a moment to pause, when we're given a moment to reflect and to pray, we can recall the amazing blessings that we've received from you. Oh, Lord, they are plentiful.
Well, help us this day to be mindful of these blessings and help us to embrace an attitude of gratitude. For every gift given is from you, and Lord, we rejoice and give you thanks. And now may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of all of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, Lord, who are our rock and our redeemer, and the one who calls us your beautiful, beloved children of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, had a great couple of weeks vacation. School starts tomorrow for the kids, school break. But I had a great little vacation with the kids and John. We spent some time with my parents in Nebraska, and we drive to Nebraska, that long 12-hour journey that's really like 30 hours with children in the car. And we left the day after Christmas and got back late Thursday night. And I'll tell you, my heart was just filled with joy and love and quality memories and moments together. Does your heart rejoice when you have a chance to connect with loved ones? Oh, I felt such gratitude having a chance to get away to rest and to recharge and to renew my spirit and just have some moments of fun and laughter. Oh man, it was good to get away and have a little break. And it was easy then to come back and to feel the sense of gratitude and be able to say with great joy, like Psalm 118 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Oh man, it's easier for me to say that this morning. Even with the snow, I can rejoice. Man, I feel a spirit of gratitude. But now that I'm back in Brighton, now that I'm back home in the swing of things, and the pace of life is going to start to speed up tomorrow, and back home there's the laundry, the mountainous pile of laundry after vacation, right? And chores and house management and parenting needs and all that sort of stuff. And then you get back in the office and there's ministry, wonderful ministry things, but pastoral care stuff and emails. That's just like the laundry, and the life and the pace starts going again, right? After a break, and after a little while, all of a sudden it's back to crazy, busy, stress-filled paces where I can lose my cool, and my children can testify to that. And I don't know about you, but I can become that cranky, grouchy, negative person at times, right? Clergy are people. We are just people. But just when I find myself being that grumpy monkey and I find myself being grouchy, then I know it's time to pause and remember an attitude of gratitude, so I can say once again, like Psalm 118, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So we've returned the calendar to 2024, and 2024 seems like such a date far out in the future, but here we've turned the calendar to 2024. I'm challenging myself to practice an attitude of gratitude on a daily basis. You know, amongst the bumps in the roads of life, amongst the chaos or the stresses, amongst the other things that we read in the paper or see on social media or hear on the news, I'm encouraging myself, challenging myself to embrace and practice an attitude of gratitude on a daily basis. And so I want to invite you into that practice of gratitude, to practice gratitude 365 days of the year. Because I don't know about you, but it's easy to get sometimes sucked into the negativity of life. It's easy to get sucked into the gray cloud of doom and gloom and what might happen instead if we focus and reframe and try to embrace attitudes of gratitude so we can say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. What might happen if we practice an attitude of gratitude and be gratitude focused? Doesn't mean burying our heads in the sand. Doesn't mean practicing this toxic positivity. It doesn't mean ignoring the realities of life. But what if we practice an attitude of gratitude? think it's a spiritual discipline, really. I think it takes practice to be, and not necessarily something we're good at right away. Sometimes there's more people out there that are just naturally positive and upbeat and cheerful, and sometimes some people are really good at that, but others, you're right, it takes some time for us to practice this, to be mindful of the blessings and to recall the ways in which God has blessed us, or opportunities in that we've seen God bless somebody else. I think it's a spiritual discipline, really. It can take practice shifting our minds from the negative and shifting that, reframing it into the positive, to embrace this gratitude-focused mentality. It's a spiritual discipline. Do you ever hear us pastors talking about spiritual disciplines, right? Those things that help draw us closer to God. And then in turn, because it draws us closer to God, it helps us grow in our faith. So those things like reading scripture and praying, or those things like going for a beautiful walk in the woods, or taking moments to pray, to fast, to meditate on God's word, to serve in mission. Those are all beautiful spiritual disciplines, just to name a few. But one of my favorite spiritual disciplines is journaling. Any other journalers out there? I love to journal. And having that moment just to share in prayer and open up your heart to God and put it down on pen and paper in a time and a generation where we're doing so much of the click, click, click and the opposable thumbs, like just have a chance to put it down on pen and paper. So maybe you have spiritual disciplines out there that help you stay focused and centered and grounded in the faith. Maybe you read through the Bible every year, or maybe you serve on a mission team, or maybe you're a part of a small group, or maybe you pray. But maybe you'd like to try out a new practice of journaling. So I want to invite you into this practice to keep a gratitude journal for the next 365 days. So in the back, you're probably curious, and in the back, you're going to see some journals, some brightly colored journals as you came in, and this idea is to keep it simple, to just to write one line a day. One line a day, but if you're an avid writer, if you love to journal, then fill up the pages endlessly. But the idea is to express your gratitudes and write it down and see what happens when we focus upon the gratitude of life. I love working with the youth and Pastor Allison on Wednesday nights. And last, I think it was October or November, we were at youth group, and the middle schoolers and the high schoolers were having a Thanksgiving-focused, a gratitude-focused a time together. And Pastor Allison had all these brightly fun journals, and she had stickers, and she had ideas, and the kids were so excited to choose a journal and to grab some stickers to decorate it. And then the encouragement was to then take this and be able to share, what is it that you're thankful for? Well, like any smart leader, you steal the best ideas from other people. So the credit goes to Pastor Allison and the enthusiasm from those middle schoolers and high schoolers. And I thought, but writing isn't, and remembering our blessings isn't just a good thing for youth to be focused on. But what about us adults too? I'm looking around the room. I'm not seeing teenagers, so that's why I'm saying, what about us adults too? What if we grabbed a journal as you left worship and took one of the stickers? Suzanne created some really cool stickers for us with our series. And what if you put that on there and grabbed a pen and headed on home, and every day this year, some days will be better than others, to remember to practice this discipline and be able to say, I can give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love does endure forever. And this is a testimony of my faith. I've started out doing this. We're, 7 days in? And I started out doing this, and on New Year's Day, I was so excited to be able to say, hey, gratitude for the opportunity to watch the Thanksgiving Day parade, the New Year's Day parade with my kids, and gratitude for the fresh new year filled with possibilities and adventures. January 2nd, I was so excited to say gratitude for visiting my grandma and sitting with her and having homemade banana bread and sipping tea and chatting about family and enjoying quality time with my 98-year-old grandma. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Just a few phrases can capture moments of gratitude. and help us to pause and reflect and give thanks and recall for all that God has really blessed us with, to give him praise. Sometimes those moments we write down will be big and grand, and it's going to be the birth of a new grandchild, a new great-grandchild. But sometimes we might find ourselves writing down moments like gratitude for a peanut butter sandwich and a clean glass, a glass of clean, safe drinking water from the kitchen faucet. You know, blessings that we can give God thanks for, however big or small, are not always blessings that others are able to write down in life, but gratitude for a peanut butter sandwich and a glass of water, things that we sometimes overlook. But when we can live in this space, in this heart space, this attitude of gratitude, then we can come to be thankful for all that we have, big and small. We can realize that not everybody is afforded these same blessings in life, so then it can propel us into that work of justice and change so that these blessings can be afforded to all. If not everybody has access to that water out of their faucet that's safe to drink, and it's a blessing to us, what is God calling us into next then? Or if peanut butter sandwiches aren't on everybody's plate at lunchtime, then what is God calling us into next? And then third, it can help reframe us from and a different way to look at our lives so then we can put Christ first. Help us to reframe our lives so we can put Christ first. And with thankfulness at the forefront, our grumblings and our grouchiness, like that I can embrace, gets pushed to the side. I hope you'll play along and first maybe just take one, because Pastor Lindsay said I'm supposed to take one, and I'm going to put my sticker on and I'm going to go home and I'm going to try this. But I hope you'll take one and try it out and see what happens if for 365 days we practice the spiritual discipline of gratitude. I look forward to what might happen if we give thanks to God for his love and grace. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's pray. O Holy One, thank you for your love, and thank you for your grace that never ends and never fails. Thank you for your mercy that's made new to us each day. Thank you for peanut butter sandwiches and glasses of water. Thank you for church community and home. Thank you for places to lay our heads at night and in homes to keep us safe and warm. Thank you for friends and family and relationship. Thank you for hope. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your love. We lift these things up in gratitude to you. Amen.
Happy New Year. I've been thinking a lot about that greeting of late, because I have a good friend. We were having dinner the other day, and she was telling me about the very difficult times that she's been having. And as I sat there listening, and I know, like, you know, when we say goodbye, we'll probably say, you know, Happy New Year. And it just didn't feel right. It didn't sit right with me. Like, she's going through some really hard times, and I am a super optimistic person, and for me, 2024 hasn't, like, held a whole lot of happy thoughts. Like, I know it should be, but I was like, okay, so we had this great conversation, and I asked my friend, what kind of year should I wish for you? And so we had a really good conversation about what positive things we need to hold on to. And so as we enter a time of prayer, I invite you to consider what you need to ask for God so that you can have that attitude of gratitude, or you can have that happy outlook, because not everything's sugar and roses, right? So let's pray and think about that as we bring our thoughts to God. God of new beginnings, as we reflect on the recent Christmas season, we are reminded of the hope and promise of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. What a gift to receive that Jesus is with us, the God incarnate, our ever-present comfort, our example of how to live and hope for the present and the future. With gratitude, we reflect on the year past and say thank you for our many blessings, and silently or quietly name them now and lift them up to the Lord. Thanks be to God. We acknowledge our trials and difficulties. With gratitude, we thank you, God, for all the ways you were present in those hard times. Use this time to reflect on how God has been present with you. Thanks be to God. We regret and confess times when we have not loved you and others with our whole heart, when we lost our temper, made an unkind remark, or supported systems that marginalize our fellow humans. Hear our confessions, Lord. Thanks be to God for your capacity for forgiveness. We pray now for our congregation, our community, and circle of friends. Pour out your love and healing on those who are suffering from health crises, illness, grief, uncertainty, anxiety, and our other many needs. Today, we especially lift up the needs of Dave Bell and Kathy Jacoby, who will receive our prayer quilts. May the knots we tie, the prayers we say, and the warmth of the quilts be a reminder that they are not alone, and that your love and comfort are always with them. Now we pray for the future, for our year ahead. Loving God, hear our hopes and dreams for what lies ahead in our lives, our families, our jobs, our church, our country, and our world. May these few moments now help give us a foundation, a starting place in our year-long conversation with you, God. We know we will need to turn to you again and again and again. But for right now, help each one of us name what we need to enter this year. Thanks be to God for your grace and what I like to imagine as the biggest, warmest, gentlest, and healing hugs. May these prayers be a comfort and give us strength and joy and hope for the new year. Now we pray together those words that Jesus used to teach us how to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
There is so much to be thankful for. There is many gratitude moments for us to share in life. And above all, I give thanks to God for Jesus, who walked among us, who led a life of servant leadership, who modeled for us what it means to love God and neighbor, who broke bread with his disciples, who gave his life up on the cross and rose again, bringing new life. In gratitude, then, we can come to this table to receive the bread of life and the cup of grace given for us, the table that's open to all. Methodists, if that's who you've been your entire life, or if you're coming to a church community for the very first time, this is Christ's table, and all are welcome this day. If you're a little toddler and can chew it up, or if you're an older adult, the spread is wide. God's grace is given. And we come and we remember this morning, the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us. We remember that he gathered with his disciples in the upper room, and on that night he took bread and he gave thanks to God in a spirit of gratitude. He blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to take and to eat, for this is his body given for them. Do this in remembrance of me.
And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith,
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
O Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that in turn we may be the world, Christ's body, redeemed by his blood. O Lord, by your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. O Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, the ushers will be inviting you to come forward to receive the bread and the cup. You'll be invited forward. We'll practice from the front of pews to the back, and you'll come forward by those angled side aisles to receive the bread and then return by the center aisle. This morning, you'll receive a piece of bread, and then this morning, you'll also be able to receive a small cup of juice. After you've eaten the elements and you make your way to return to your seats, you'll as you pass up the center aisle there, you're going to notice two baskets, and that's where you can place your used communion cups. All the elements this morning are, there's gluten-free available. That's where Deacon Loretta and I will be at this gluten-free station at the center, and there'll be two side serving stations. The table is ready and all are welcome. Won't you come forward as the ushers invite you?
I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward to receive today's offerings. This is a congregation that reaches out in a variety of ways, and it is only through your generosity that we can serve and know God and love God the way that we do here. We appreciate and are grateful for all that you have given so that we might continue to be God's hands and feet.
Lord, God of all things, accept and bless the offerings we bring today. Guide us in using them to bring your kingdom to earth where everyone is loved and no one is left behind. We thank and praise you, Lord. Amen.
Our benediction this morning is a call and response to repeat after me what I say. Give thanks to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord.
For he is good.
For he is good.
His love endures forever. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.